I'm Kari Anderson, and welcome to June's Student Composer Showcase, produced in collaboration with MusicComp, the online mentoring program. This month's Student Composer Showcase is Nathan Watts, a graduating senior at Essex High School. Now, Nathan isn't a strictly classical composer. He also writes electronic music, and his passion for it grew out of a practical joke that Nathan and a classmate played on one of their friends. They convinced him that one of their pieces was from the hot new band out there.
He thought it was amazing, and he was like, oh man, I need more of this, and like started searching through the internet and couldn't find anything because we just made it up. And I stuck with it because, I mean, I convinced him, so.
So I imagine you've had to teach yourself in some ways about composing with electronics.
It's interesting because I've been doing that sort of through trial and error, basically. I've just been writing a lot of it and throwing everything at the wall and seeing what sticks, kind of in parallel with the more classical music instruction kind of thing. Like, I'm in orchestras, I did AP Music Theory. So it's really interesting to learn the names for stuff that I discovered on my own.
And have you had other insights about writing your own music of any genre?
Since I've started writing music, I notice music in a lot more places that I didn't expect to see it. Like, there's times in movies when you'll be watching a movie and you'll not even realize that there's music happening. I found myself just noticing like emotional points in movies. They'll have like really quiet music in the background that you won't even hear until you're consciously aware that they're using music to set this tone. And so it's really interesting, actually, how kind of pervasive it is.
So what is driving your music then? Why do you write?
The reason that you play music is a form of musical expression. You play music to express your own emotions. You write music. I view writing music as like painting a picture or taking a photograph, except for much more abstract ideas. Like, a piece of music is a way of sort of preserving an emotional state. And I think it's honestly the best method that we have for sort of conveying this.
And I understand that you wrote Time Immemorial in response to a specific emotional state of your own.
Time Immemorial, it took me 2 years to write. The idea behind it is I was trying to express sort of my mental process as I encountered an obstacle, and I was trying to think my way through how to get around it, and then eventually how I felt once I'd gotten past it.
Nathan, how did you come up with the title Time Immemorial?
I went through a lot of titles as I was trying to think of what I could call this piece, because I was trying to think of something that wouldn't defraud the deeper meaning of the piece, but something that still kind of spoke to what the meaning was. Music is something that's hard to express, I find, with words. When I hit on Time Immemorial, that idea really stuck with me, because it's this idea that like the same personal struggles that we're encountering are the kind of the same personal struggles that people have been encountering throughout human existence, really.